When asked how far it is to the nearest river, most of us would answer in terms of miles, since we think of getting there over roads. But we are also connected to waterways via the pipes that bring water into our homes and the sewer systems that take it away. This understanding, that we're more closely connected to rivers than we think, is the foundation for a campaign recently launched by the Prairie Rivers Network called Illinois Be River Smart. The River Smart campaign is designed to remind people that their everyday activities have significant impacts on the health of local rivers. One major thrust of the River Smart campaign encourages people to conserve water at home by adopting inexpensive, common-sense water-saving practices. Some of the tips under this heading include minor home improvements, such as installing low-flow toilets and water-saving showerheads. Others remind us that it pays to invest in water-conserving appliances when it comes time to replace a dishwasher or washing machine. Still other tips for water conservation point out that minor changes in our habits can have a significant cumulative impact on how much water we use. Turning off the water while brushing teeth and shaving, watering lawns sparingly and only in the morning, running dishwashers and washing machines only when they are full. In addition to urging people to limit the amount of water they use, the River Smart campaign encourages us to recognize and eliminate the kinds of water pollution that begin at home. This means fixing car leaks promptly and disposing of oil and antifreeze safely, never, ever dumping such substances down storm drains. The same goes for household cleaners, paint, and other chemicals. It's also possible to eliminate some of the concern about how hazardous chemicals are disposed of by bringing fewer of them into the home to begin with. For instance, you might want to try environmentally friendly cleaners and avoid those containing chlorine, phosphates, and solvents. Around your yard, you can do your part to help control water pollution by eliminating or at least minimizing the use of pesticide and fertilizer. On the farm, it's crucial to develop nutrient management plans and follow University of Illinois Extension guidelines for fertilizers and pesticides. Now, if you've grown weary of tips for things you can do to protect the environment, or you simply have trouble remembering them, here's an easy way to join the River Smart campaign. Look at your household drain, look at the storm sewer outside, and say to yourself, "The river starts here." If you would like to learn more about river conservation or just spend some quality time with a local river, come out to the 7th Annual Salt Fork River Cleanup this Saturday, October 2nd, from 8:30 till 12:30 at the Homer Lake Forest Preserve. You can get details about this event via the links on the Environmental Almanac website. If you've never been up close with one of our local streams, this is an excellent opportunity to get to know one.